horrified in you, a thrill that I can't trust. The heart is mine, you will remain my creation. And with you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. That is why you will remain my physician. It's up to us. Lord, you know, I can be naked and not ashamed. That is why you will remain my great physician. Get up your hands. Feel that presence, that anointing in this atmosphere. Jesus, you whisper his name, Jesus. Up your hands. I see diverse encounters. Just listen. It's not time to shout here. Just hear what I'm about to say before you shout it. Very drastic healings, miracles, change of story. Drastic intervention, drastic direction. For someone here, you have come to the end of that battle. Today you are at the beginning of a new chapter. That's right. Power of the Holy Ghost.
For someone here, what my Father in heaven has not planted in your life and in your body is about to be ejected. About to be ejected. About to be ejected. About to be ejected.
Lift your hands high. Lift your hands high. A count of seven, you place it on your head and scream, I receive. You receive what? You receive that encounter that the Lord is giving to you. Father, let it be.
Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow.
Let the fire from the throne.
Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow.
Let it flow.
Let it flow.
Let it flow. Let it flow from the truth. Let it flow.
Hey! Lift your hands high, the count of seven. Scream, I receive, and something will drop. Let it flow, let it flow. Let the fire from the throne. At the count of seven, that serpentine spirit is going out. That spirit husband is going out. That spirit of impersonation, somebody that looks like you, diverting your blessing, is leaving you. At the count of seven, you place your hand in your head and scream, I receive it. Father, let it flow. And let the demons, let the stranger, that's right. Something like a skeleton is walking out of somebody. Another person, something like a coffin is walking out. The spirit of death and premature death. Let it flow. Lift your hands. Father, let it flow. In the name of Jesus. At the count of seven, you scream, I receive it, and something will drop on you. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
I receive.
Lift up your hands and give him a prayer. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Let the fire from the throne, let it flow. Oh. Let it flow, let it flow. Let the fire from the throne, let it flow. Thank you, Master. With your hands and take your seat. Somebody with the right eye condition, whatever is wrong with the right eye, the Lord just healed it now. Pain, affliction, can't see well, can't see at all. The right eye, God healed it now. Somebody with an affliction on the breast, again the right breast, with something inside the right armpit, like a swelling, a growth or something, the Lord healed it right now. Somebody with fire again burning on the sole of the feet, the dorsum of the feet, the top, the power of God has healed it right now. Somebody with a terrible headache at the back, right at the back there, whatever is responsible for that, it is retrieved and refired back to sender. Somebody with a lower back condition, healed
and the right knee condition also healed right now. Whatever my Father in heaven has not planted in you has just left you. Somebody with a personality left you inside you while the service was on. An upper chest condition like an ulcer also is healed. Check yourself quickly and you have a healing. Mention now. You step forward, you run forward, and let us confirm what God has done for you. Lift up your right hand, everybody.
And you are glorious. So glorious in this place.
As you come, come with your Bible to a bag or make somebody watch it for you. Make somebody watch them for you.
And you are glorious. So glorious in this place. You are glorious.
God has healed a man in your private area. The problem with your manhood, God has healed it right now. I take authority over that affliction. It is gone forever in the name of Jesus. You had an experience where something walked out of you. Somebody walked out of you like a person. Let us know. The man moving that leg, come. The way you are demonstrating, I want. I saw you moving like this. What is it? You were charmed. Yes. How long ago?
About 4 months ago.
Really?
Yeah, at my doorstep. But my wife was the person that stepped on the porcelain and then she fell. So I put her into the house and then began to pray for her all through the night. And then she was okay. But I walked out of the compound the following day and this leg, I cannot bend it this way. I can't, so when you mentioned somebody is hit in the right leg, right knee.
That's right.
No, I could now.
You cannot bend it. Somebody shout back to sender. Hey. Will you stand on your feet and say back to sender. Say every arrow of evil sent my way. You are returning back to senders. Say in the name of Jesus. On your marks. Get set. Back to sender. Power. Back to sender. 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 Back. From hell sent your way today, they are returned back to hell. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat,
sir. You gave very precise descriptions this morning. You said there was someone that had pain on the dorsum of his feet. This is the young man. He said for about 10 years in his native language, you said they call it acuity. He has had that pain for about 10 years, came in. But at the mention of that word, the pain took...
Where was it? Incredible. Come over here. Wow. Lift up your hands.
You are worthy. Oyigi yigi Adonai. You are worthy.
Aleyah Chaba.
You are worthy.
You are worthy, 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 worthy.
You are worthy, worthy.
You are worthy. I don't know whether this person is here or you are watching via the satellite, but a child in the womb that stopped moving, maybe they say the child is dead already in the womb. Right now, life has come upon that child and the movement is restored in the name of Jesus.
Again, sir, you mentioned that there was someone with a growth at the right armpit, on that, in the right armpit. She said she's had that growth for about 7 years now. She came in with that growth this morning into the service.
Ola, ola.
That swelling. After that word release, you checked. It has dissolved, ola, ola. Disappeared, dissipated, gone to hell.
Ele.
Ola, ola, ola.
Years growth in the right armpit disappeared. Can I prophesy to somebody here? Say after me, every mountain in my life is disappearing now. Say every mountain in my life, you are living now. On your marks, get set, shout, go! Give the Lord a praise. What happened?
Again, sir, you said there was someone with an upper chest condition that looked like ulcer or something. She's had ulcer for the past 2 years. With
upper chest condition, ulcer, for 2 years.
For 2 years, with pain radiating from the chest to the back. She said she had to take drugs to be here this morning. But when that word was mentioned, the pain was nowhere to be found.
Incredible. Stand over here. Next. Go on, go on, go on.
Sir, the word came for right breast or armpit. Hard lump in the right breast. For 7 years, associated
lump
with pain.
On the right breast for 7 years.
With pain, sir.
With pain.
Right now, as the word came, all disappeared.
No it's pain, no lump.
No lump.
She can't find it.
Can't
are
find
you
it.
Just looking like that, people? Is that how to celebrate the miracle? He's the miracle working God, the Alpha.
It's a miracle working God. It's a miracle working God. It's an Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle working God, everybody. It's a miracle, 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 miracle. It's a 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 miracle.
Somebody say after me, say every mountain in my life. Second service, are you excited at all? Say every mountain on my life. Every mountain around my life. You are living now. On your marks, get set, shout, go! Ay, 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 ay. It's gone. Take your seat.
Sir, our brother, 4 years. The word just dropped right now concerning the knee pain. He was playing football. Somebody got him injured. And that pain has been there morning, night. He was to go for surgery. And he came into the service. The pain gone. He said, my knee feels so light. I can't believe it. The Lord has done it.
I can see your knee is still up like that.
My knee feels really light now. It's been the first time for like 4 years. It's really
come
heavy.
It's been heavy. Wow. Look at it. Ay, 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 ay. Otua kachine kanye di.
Gidi, 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 gidi. Otua kachine kanye di. Otua kachine kanye di. Agidi ba, agidi ba, agidi ba. Hey! Otua kachine kanye di. Agidi ba, agidi ba.
What happened here?
Sir, you said that a personality is leaving somebody right now. Here is the lady, sir. And you said that the personality looks like skeleton.
Yes.
She said from childhood, every night, the thing will come and enter through her legs. Even this morning it happened. But as the word came, sir, that skeleton busted forth from her body and left.
Hey! How many of you believe every stranger in your life is going to leave right now? Place your hand on yourself and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, every stranger in my life, wherever you came from, your tenure has expired. Oh, you stranger, on your marks, get set, shout go! Return back no more. Get out and return back no more. In the name of Jesus, take yourself. Yes.
Yes, sir. This is our sister. She had accident in 2012, and she said she had spinal cord injury. And since then, she couldn't bend herself, but now, the pain disappeared, everything is handled.
Spinal cord injury, pain disappeared. Give the Lord a praise. Give him the praise.
Sir, Brother Frederick, 3 years ago,
yes,
I started experiencing a hollow head, pain, heavy head, as if something is moving, tying him down. And as the prayer went forth right now, he saw a giant being left him, skeleton walk out of him.
Allah, Allah.
And now that symptom has died completely, turned back to hell. Said last night, he saw this new pastor praying for him.
And now I'm about to pray. Lift your hand. Somebody say in the name of Jesus. Every stranger around my life, your tenure expires. Get out. Go! Now!
This woman has been suffering for headache for the past a year, she said, and the thing that killed her father and her mother. Last night, somebody came. I see somebody was choking her. It was by the grace of God she was up this morning. But at the shout of, I receive, the devil went back to her.
Everything that killed your mother cannot kill you. Whatever killed your father, killed your brothers, cannot kill you. Lift your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus. Every ancestral curse, every generational curse, today is your end in my life. Ancestral curse, generational curse, break now! Break, 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 break now! In the name of Jesus!
Mr. Gabriel was booked for surgery because of cataract in the eye, and also there's a swelling in the, yes sir, in the right hip. At the shout of, I received, the devil was blasted.
You had the right eye. Cataract, have you had the surgery yet?
No.
You are meant to have surgery.
I'm going to have surgery and the swelling.
And the swelling. Yeah. What has happened now?
The shout of, hallelujah,
I receive.
I believe something has gone out of me.
Okay.
So,
what about the swelling?
It's going out gradually.
It's going out gradually. What about the eye?
The same thing, sir.
It's going gradually.
Yes,
was the eye totally blind?
This morning I was praying as I'm coming to the church. I said, Lord, touch me, touch me.
This, and the Lord has touched the eye.
Yes,
thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus. Father, one more time. A second touch. Fire. Fire! Father, thank you for all the testimonies. We give you the praise. Your testimonies are all permanent. Have you gone all over this place? Headaches, ulcers, everything. What was your own? Moving object, moved out. What of you? What of you? No story. All are gone. What of you? An image left your body. What of you? Breast lump. It fell.
She felt a flow.
Oh, wow. Something flew out. All manner of miracles. Can you stand up on your feet and give him the give the king the shout of praise? And lift your hands and receive.
Sir, there is a lady from Tanzania that walked into this assembly now. When you said objects, images are living, a crocodile left her. Physically, I mean like almost physical. And she saw angels pulling her resources from the crocodile. Her house, her money.
From the crocodile.
From the crocodile's stomach.
Crocodile swallowed her resources.
Yes, sir. And she said all she has done in her life has been stagnation. And right now the Lord has delivered her.
So
yes,
such technology exists in Tanzania too. It is all over Africa. Oibo people use their own to do aircraft. Our own is witchcraft. All are crafts, but different crafts. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. That is a prophetic revelation. He said he has swallowed down riches. Job chapter 20 verse 15. But God shall cast it out of his stomach. I prophesy out of his belly. He shall vomit them out. Every of your resources the devil has swallowed. Everything belonging to you, the crocodile or the python has swallowed. Everything belonging to you in the belly of the whale. Every certificate, every breakthrough, every fruit of the womb. Marital destiny. Help that lady there. Everything belonging to you that the devil has swallowed, I declare, receive now. I declare them released out of the belly of that devil. Now, in Jesus' name. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. 1 minute. While seated, lift up your hands and trust God for what you want him to do for you at this moment. Lift your hands and just tell God, I am ready for you.
Lord, I'm yearning for you. My heart cries after you, Lord. For that something that's more than the norm. Lord, I'm yearning for you. My heart cries after you, Lord. For that something that's more. Lord, I hunger for more and more of you. I desire a higher rent than you. Let the fire, Lord, I hunger. Lord, I hunger for more of you. Let the fire, let the fire burn in the throne of the Lord. Transform my life.
Help that man there. Help him. Watchers, help him. Let him not cut out the chair.
Let the fire, let the fire
Father, we give you the prayer in Jesus' precious name. Galatians chapter 3, verse 9. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. The blessing of dedication. Part 2. scriptures as we explore this subject. Our objective is to understand the blessing that is in dedicated service to God. It is confirmed throughout scripture that the place of dedication is the place of the blessing. Abraham, the dedicated, became Abraham, the blessed. David, the dedicated, became David, the blessed. Job, the dedicated, was Job, the blessed. How did Abraham demonstrate his dedication that led to the blessing? What were the features? We looked at five in the first service. We will not be able to do that this service because of time. And so we're looking at another five in this service. If you pick up the first service message, you'll be able to see that five. But here, number one, he willingly sacrificed everything for his relationship with God. Willingly. God said, get out of your father's house to a place I will show you. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 5, and Abraham departed. What does this mean? First, it means the willingness, the readiness, and the capacity to give up anything. The willingness, the readiness, the capacity to give up anything that relationship with God will demand. The willingness, the capacity, the readiness to give up anything that your relationship with God will demand. Relationship with God demanded disconnection from human relationships. And Abraham agreed. The willingness, the readiness, the capacity to give up anything that relationship with God will demand. At times, relationship with God will demand that that walk is not a good walk. At times, relationship with God will demand that where you are living is not good for your life. At times, relationship with God will demand a change in geographical location. Like he told Abraham, the willingness to give up anything that relationship with God will demand. Secondly, it means the willingness to inconvenience oneself in order to receive acceptance with God. The willingness to inconvenience yourself in order to receive acceptance with God, in order to experience pleasure from God. I believe it was not convenient when God told Abraham to move out of his comfort zone to the land he will show him. Many times, God tries to find out from us what is most important to our lives.
Is it a man or a woman? Is it a job or the pursuit of money? Many times. He wants to find out what is it that matters the most to you. And many times, people choose things and choose people above God. Oh yes, my job cannot permit me to come for church. In fact, Sunday morning I can't come. I have to forget about midweek service, forget about any other thing. I can slightly try for Sunday. The man I am about to marry said I shouldn't go to church. And you agree to marry him? Marriage to hell? My business partner does not want prayer. And yet you are in business partnership with him? Is that a partnership of disaster? Real dedication to God makes you to give up whatever needs to be given up. In order for your relationship with God to flourish, real dedication to God makes one to give up whatever needs to be given up. In order for relationship with God to flourish. So Abraham willingly sacrificed everything for his relationship with God. Number two, he was willing to go all the way with God. All the way with God. All the way. All the way to Calvary he went for me. Jesus went for me. My Savior went for me. All the way to Calvary he went for me. He died to set me free. In Genesis chapter 12 verse 5, Abraham departed when God called him. And he went forth to go into the land of Canaan. He did not stop on the road until he came into the land of Canaan. Willingness to go all the way with God. What does it mean? Two things. It means the decision to go full length and full blast with God. Full length, full blast. No half-hearted dealings with God. No hypocritic dealings with God. Anybody who knows you with God knows you have gone full length and gone full blast. 2nd, it is the refusal to stop halfway with God. I will never stop my journey halfway until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. I will never stop my journey halfway until I reach my home. We know of many people who start with fire, who start with passion. They start with zeal. Rural rugged evangelism, village evangelism. When they gave their life to Christ, fire. Campus days, fire. After a while, you begin to look for them. And you are wondering, is this person still alive? I knew a young man. In those days, if he is coming, demons will be screaming, especially water spirit. He was a specialist in that realm. That is, as he is coming, they are screaming and then they are mentioning the name of other people that are involved with them. I'm not sure that guy prays now. I'm not sure he prays for 5 minutes now. Help. I knew a guy. In those days, you wanted to stay around him to learn how he was doing what he was doing then.
been asking, where is this guy? Nobody knows his address. Nobody. What? I even Googled on, what do you call it, Google. Type nowhere. It will never be your story. May you never have a better yesterday. Whether spiritually or otherwise. Our people say that it is not good for somebody to be known twice. They know you as a normal person, then later on they know you as a mad person. It's not good. It's not good for us to know you on fire, know you with zeal, know you with passion, and then suddenly they are trying to find out, where is this guy? Going all the way with Jehovah. Going all the way. Like the Bible said, the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Where they meet you today is higher than where they met you yesterday. Somebody believe and say loud, amen. All the way, please take your seat with God. What happens is, people start well most times, then they go along the road and park. Look at your neighbor and say, no parking. On this journey of spirituality, there is no parking. Have you come around a military barrack before? Some very heavy duty barracks. Just keep on moving. No parking, no stopping, no turning. Just be moving. And if you don't move, somebody will assist you to move. Somebody will move you. Either you move or you are moved. No stopping, no parking, no U-turn, nothing. Just be moving. If you fall down, crawl and move. That is how this spiritual journey is. Take your seat. Take your seat. Some people park. And there are many things that can make people to park. Some park beside delay. When what they are expecting from God does not happen on time, they pack. Prayer life reduces. Fire reduces. Some pack beside failure. Where was God looking before I failed the interview? Where was God looking before I failed the exam? And I've been carrying Bible on my head. That devil is a liar. Your setback must not cause you to step back. Because your setback is a setup for a shift up. Some pack beside success. I used to fast and pray very well when things are hard. But now everything is easy. What is the use of the fasting? That devil is a bastard. This is the time you need the fasting more. This is the time you need the prayer more. This is the time you need the study of the word more. Please, don't allow anything to pack you. He went all the way with God. Ensure that your tomorrow is better than today. And your today is better than yesterday. Willingness to go all the way with God. Number three. Is anybody still following? Number three. He demonstrated. All right, let me take number three. He demonstrated compassion and stood at the place of prayer to deliver the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. He demonstrated compassion and stood with God at the place of prayer to deliver Sodom and Gomorrah from destruction. If you read that in Genesis chapter 20, chapter 18, verse 23 to 25, Genesis 18, 23 to 25, and Abraham drew near and said, will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? If there be 50 righteous within the city, will you destroy also? He interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah. For their deliverance. Unfortunately, where he stopped, he thought there should have been at least 10 people in the city that could be helped, but he couldn't help, he couldn't be helped. Listen to two things. First, dedicated people, they feel the heartbeat of God and act in line with the heart, with divine passion. They feel the heartbeat of God and they act in line with divine passion. When a person is dedicated to God, you begin to feel what God feels. What is touching God? What is a bother to God or a burden for God is a burden for you. They feel the heartbeat of God and they act in line with divine passion. Also, dedicated people stand in the gap for the rescue of others. That is the place of prayer, the place of intercession. Dedicated people know how to stand in the gap for the rescue of others. Please note this following. Ordinary people carry personal burdens. But dedicated people carry both kingdom and generational burdens. Again, ordinary people carry personal burden. For ordinary people, their problem is their burden. For dedicated people, kingdom burden and generational burden is their burden. Ordinary people carry personal burdens, but dedicated people carry both kingdom and generational burdens. Addition to that note B is that ordinary people live for themselves, whereas dedicated people live beyond themselves. They live beyond themselves. They live for the kingdom and they live for their generation. Ordinary people live for themselves. Dedicated people live beyond themselves. They live for the kingdom. They live for their generation. The thought is linked to it. Dedicated people place kingdom and generational impact above personal comfort. They place kingdom and generational impact above personal comfort. Dedicated people. That's what they do. They place kingdom and generational impact above personal comfort. Abraham was comfortable in every way, but he put himself under the pressure to pray for Sodom and Gomorrah. That was Abraham's dedication. When was the last time you forgot about your issues to take up another person's issues before God? When was the last time you forgot yourself in order to pray for God to intervene in the life of somebody? That is the crux of dedication. Number four, what were the features of Abraham's dedication? Number four, he acknowledged God as the owner of all things by dedicating 10% of his income to God. He acknowledged God as the owner of all things by dedicating 10% of his income to God. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 18 to verse 20, we may not have the time to read that, but we saw how Melchizedek met Abraham, and Abraham gave him, according to scripture, he gave him the tithes of all. The tithes of all. The tithes of all. Abraham became the first person in the Bible to pay the tithe. Nobody paid the tithe before him. Nobody preached tithe to him. Nobody taught him tithe. There was no book written on tithe. There was no Bible before his days. Moses wrote Genesis and wrote Exodus and Leviticus and Deuteronomy. and Moses was about 400 and something years after Abraham. Where did Abraham get the tithe from? He got it from revelationary, from relationship, from revelation through relationship. His connection to God gave him that light. God seemed to have told him, if you want to have a future, a financial future with me, dedicate a portion of your income to me. And he did that without needing any preacher, any encouragement from nobody, and became the symbol of the blessing throughout all ages. What do we learn from here? Three things. One, dedicated people acknowledge God's ownership of all things. They acknowledge God's ownership of all things. Second, dedicated people acknowledge God's lordship over their lives and all that they have. Dedicated people acknowledge God's ownership of all things. They acknowledge God's lordship over their lives and all that they have. And finally, dedicated people acknowledge their stewardship of God's resources. Stewardship. I am only a steward. I am not the owner. I'm just a steward. They acknowledge God's lordship, God's ownership. They acknowledge God's lordship, and they acknowledge their own stewardship. And for that purpose, they honor God with their substance. They honor God. They honor God with their substance. Right, let me make it a fourth point. So dedicated people honor God with their substance. Finally, dedicated people demonstrate good accountability and stewardship of the resources of God. Good accountability and stewardship of the resources of God. So, they acknowledge God's ownership of all things. They acknowledge God's lordship over their lives and all that they have. They acknowledge their stewardship of God's resources. They honor God with their substance, and they demonstrate good accountability and stewardship of the resources of God. For ordinary people, they claim that whatever is in their hands is their own. Whenever you meet any person and they tell you, tithe is all about Old Testament law, it's all about the law of Moses, tell them, don't demonstrate your ignorance. Tithing existed 430 years before the law of Moses was given. It's not a matter of the law. It's a matter of the covenant. After the law had come and gone, right in the New Testament, Paul writing in Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7, he said here, and without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Verse 8, and here, this earth, men that die receive the tithes. That is, those who receive tithes are mortal men, but there in heaven, he receiveth. Receiveth means present continuous. He received, he is receiving, he shall receive them. Of whom it is witnessed that he liveth, that means he dieth not. Even though mortal men may count the tithe, there is an immortal one who acknowledges the giving. Am I communicating at all? There, he received them. This was Abraham's dedication. It is not possible for anybody to claim to be dedicated to God who is stingy towards God. It's not possible. Finally, Abraham, in his dedication to God, acknowledged. Finally, that's number five now. In his dedication to God, five, he defended the glory of God to the extent of rejecting a free gift. He defended the glory of God. When Melchizedek, when the king of Sodom, Genesis chapter 14, verse 22 to 24, he said to Abraham, "Take this." Abraham said, "I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe lashet. I will not take anything that is yours, in case you will say, I have made Abraham rich, because you can't make me rich." Lifted up my hand. He defended the glory of God. What is the meaning of this? First, dedicated people are defenders of the glory of God. Oh no, they are defenders of the glory of God. They are defenders of the glory of God. What does that mean? Second, dedicated people don't touch the glory of God, and they never allow anybody to touch the glory of God where they are. They are defenders of the glory of God. They are defenders of the glory of God. Thirdly, dedicated people are extremely jealous for their maker and their making. They are jealous for their maker. Jealous also for their making. God is God. You are not God. And God is the one who made me. You can't make me. They are jealous for their maker and jealous for their making. Nobody should ever say, "I made you." That was what Abraham was doing. That is, they don't look up to man or systems. They look absolutely to God. And finally, dedicated people are humble enough to know the limit of their wisdom, ability, and resources. They are humble enough to know the limit. I know I am limited. I know where my wisdom can reach. I know where my ability can reach. I know that without God, I am nothing. They are humble enough to know the limits of their wisdom, their resources, and their ability. The zeal of God has consumed me. It burns in my soul. A driving force that cannot be stopped. A fire that cannot be quenched. The zeal of God has consumed me. It burns in my soul. A driving force that cannot be stopped. A fire that cannot be quenched. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That is the dedicated people's song. They do everything, every single thing, to the absolute glory of God. Absolute glory of God. They rather die than allow anybody to take the glory of God. That is Abraham. What did dedication do for Abraham? Can we go over it very, very briefly in the second service? Number one, what are the features of Abraham's dedication? First of all, he willingly sacrificed everything for his relationship with God. Secondly, he was willing to go all the way, not stopping on the road. Thirdly, he demonstrated compassion and stood at the place of prayer, stood with God at the place of prayer to deliver the land of Sodom and Gomorrah from destruction. That's dedication. Fourthly, he acknowledged God as the owner of all things by dedicating 10% of his income to God. He was the first one to tithe in the Bible. If you Google tithe in scripture, the first place to see it is Genesis chapter 14. And then, fifthly, he defended the glory of God to the extent of rejecting a free gift. What did the dedication do to Abraham? Number one, he broke generational spell. That's right. The arrest of the spell of stagnation and the spell of failure was the spell. Abraham was on the same spot until he surrendered himself to God and stagnation ended. Number two was the termination of the yoke of fruitlessness. Barrenness died. Number three, the impartation of generational blessing. And number four, the impartation of generational greatness. Start it again. I'm sorry I'm rushing because of time. Number one is the arrest of the spell of stagnation and failure. For everyone here today, whatever has kept your life on the same spot, that yoke is broken right now. Say amen like a believer. Say it louder. Believers, amen. Number two is the termination of the yoke of fruitlessness. Number three is the impartation of generational blessing. And number four is the impartation of generational greatness. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody who has been blessed today, say amen. You have been mightily blessed. Stand on your feet with a louder shout of amen. Lift up your two hands and say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father, I thank you for your word to me today. I receive the grace to do your word. I receive it now. Open your mouth and speak to God. Grace to do the word.
Pure and holy, right and true. We thank thee for the living sanctuary.
Ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse, every spell of stagnation on my life, you are broken right now. Every spell of fruitlessness, you are broken right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive an impartation of generational blessing, impartation of generational greatness by dedication. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I receive the impartation of generational blessing, generational greatness. I receive that impartation now. Lift your voice and speak. Let us shakoko parita kana palataya kana parigalada. Let us shakata balada grapa palakataya kana baraka da kata la balakataya. Let us shakalata rata zaka lata kapayata lata raka parigada. Likete braga barose fina katalia da kavariada. La fatosa terra tosa kena braga tele baraka digada. Let us fete seke tele braga barata kana kata balakataya. Let us shakato kabarata. Of Jesus. Everyone here today in need of surrender to Jesus before we pick up the communion. You are in need of surrender. Hold on, don't sit here. I'll let you know when to say. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. Quickly pick your Bible, speak your Bible. You want an addiction broken off your life, a lifestyle that is not correct. You want to a change of life, positive change of life, a change of story, a change of situation. You want Jesus as Lord over you. Quickly pick your Bible, speak your bags, and step forward here and let us receive you. The rest you can take your seat right now. I'll give you the count of seven. You want to be genuinely born again. You want to surrender to Jesus. You want to be saved. Quickly come forward. One.
For Jesus, day after day.
Two.
I live for Jesus. Let's come.
Let's go up there. Three.
The Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live
Four.
For Jesus, day after day.
I live for Jesus. I live for Jesus. Day after day,
I
live for Jesus.
Let's come
walk me.
The Holy
Spirit,
I will obey.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
I live for Jesus. I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
I live for Jesus.
Let
come what may.
The Holy Spirit.
I will obey.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
I live for Jesus.
Day after day.
I live for Jesus.
Let come what may.
The Holy Spirit.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Every day,
day after day.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus.
Let's come one day.
Let's come one day.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
I will obey.
I live for Jesus. Day after day.
Lift your right hand and your chest as you stand it. And pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Help me to live for you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare that the hold of sin be broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Counselors, help me go with them all the way and let them be part. Our counselors will teach you how to be established in God. They will teach you how to study the Bible, how to pray. Please let them be part of the service till the end, if possible. And they will teach you what you need to learn. God bless you. We're going to show you two clips very, very quickly. Two clips. And after that, we'll take the communion. Meanwhile, the communion distribution can commence so that we use the time to distribute the communion. Go ahead. Please reverse back and start from the beginning. We don't have the time to waste. Volume from the start. If you cannot show this, show the second clip. If you can't show any, let me know so we can proceed. Praise the Lord. While the communion distribution is on, please be reminded of our social media engagement, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Ensure that you follow, you like, comment, and invite your friends and share. It's an evangelistic platform, and we know that the earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. The kingdom enlargement praying is on, kingdom expansion giving is on, soul winning commitment is also on. Ensure that you are winning yours, and we're going to present the cards just now as the blessings will be released. Dunamis TV is now on TSTV. TSTV. Give the Lord the praise. That is on channel 405. Also, His Glory TV, our gospel channel, broadcasting on channel 129. Also on TSTV. TSTV is a pay-per-view television platform where you pay according to how much you watch, and it's on, exclusive. Tuesday evening service is on 9:30. Midweek service on Wednesday. We are going on in the syllabus of dedication. Home church on Saturday, where we're in four home churches yesterday. I wish they could have shown us the clip. It was very, very explosive. And please be reminded of the multiplication target. One home church is multiplying into another. If your houses are available, make them available. Next Sunday is a special Holy Ghost miracle service. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Please, this flavoring of the miraculous and the healing and deliverance type of service will be a bit more frequent. And for that purpose, it's important that you come early on time so that we start on the door, do things sharply and timely in order to avoid this excessive overlap of time. As we do so coming Sunday, handbills for this will be available. You'll invite your friends and your loved ones, and the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Tracks are available also for that purpose. Now, if the clip is ready, you can go fast. Home church clip, you can go ahead. That is home church with overflow outside. I'm leading those ones to Christ. They came new. That's the second home church we were. Also had overflow outside. So it's due for multiplication. Church 3. Home church 4, also had overflow.
the Lord a praise. Home church is very, very, very exciting. A place of practical love, a place of spiritual covering, a place of iron sharpening iron, a place of relaxed fellowship, a place where you are not permitted to be lost in the crowd. You are not permitted to be challenged alone. Brethren rally around you on the spot. That is what a home church is all about. If you are not yet a member of the... All of us who are members of the home church, can I see your hand up? Do not miss home church. Almost everybody here is a member. If you are not yet a member, can I see your hand up? Lift it up so that they can show you where to be. Pick up. Yes, hands are lifted up everywhere. Give them the slip. You will fill the forms and submit them at the home church desk outside. And you will be shown the way forward. If you want to make your homes available, because we are multiplication is going on very rapidly, more homes are needed. And if you are going to make your home available, also fill the forms and let us know. The Lord bless you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Also, we are commencing Dunamis Home Church in business places, shops, offices. Members, therefore, I encourage to make their shops and business places available. That special home church in business places is holding on Fridays by 12 noon. And the coming Saturday will be the home church neighborhood in reach and reach out to members of Dunamis Church that are not in the home church within the neighborhood. And I believe that the Lord will bless us. Can you stand up on your feet with your communion? And then, yes, please take your seat 1 minute. Just write on a piece of paper one thing. We saw all manner of healings. I healed. All manner of healings just now. Maybe your own is a business area. Maybe your own is a marital financial area. One thing you want God to do for you from this service, you want to remember this service for. Put it in writing quickly. We trust God that by next Sunday, we'll get a grasp on how to combine the miracle testimony segment with the word and then have it as timely as possible. You put it in writing, just one thing. Next Sunday, visitation of home church. Next Saturday, our visitation of home churches continue. And this ensure that we reach out to the neighborhood this coming weekend. God bless you. All right. Father, in this same process, we ask that you bless the harvest of every giver and let the hands that are lifted never drop to beg in Jesus' name. Pick up your offerings at the same time. We are doing so many things at once. Pick up your offerings at the time. And for those watching online, please understand that details of giving are on the screen and it will enable you to give as you should. Hallelujah. You have it, lift it up. Father, bless the offerings, multiply the harvest of every giver, and let the hands lifted never drop to bear. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Pass on the offerings with celebration.
Oh, man.
have the communion in with and the expectation in one hand, and then use the other hand and place across your forehead. Communion, expectations, and also the forms, the giving cards, using it as a point of contact, soul winning cards, and the prayer bulletin. Lord, it's like I am doing my part and I receive the grace to do more, and I remind you to do yours. Lift them up now, hands on the across the head. While we are doing that, for the sake of time, if you are here for the first time, just step forward and receive your own blessing in the front. You come forward with your Bibles, with your bags, with everything you came to church with, and receive your own blessings. Go ahead.
We declare the blessings of the Lord upon you this month of February in the name of Jesus. Like the scriptures has declared, God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue and have dominion. We decree the release of the blessing of multiplication upon you today in the name of Jesus. The blessing of authority, the blessing of subjugation in the name of Jesus. You are blessed and preserved in February 2021 in Jesus' name.
Amen. I prophesy upon you today. In this month of February, what is yours, no devil shall hinder. In the name of Jesus, in this month of February, systems shall lose their peace. They shall lose their sleep.
Amen.
They shall lose their rest.
Amen.
Until what is yours enters your hands.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In this month of February, I decree help from above.
Amen.
Mercy from above.
Amen.
Grace from above.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In this month of February, I announce every spell of delay, every spell of stagnation is hereby broken.
Amen.
In this month of February, every demon of fruitlessness and barrenness, their yokes are broken in the name of Jesus. In this month of February, In this month of February, arrows of death sent your way and the way of your loved ones, they return back to hell.
Amen.
You will not have children that are useless.
Amen.
Whatever is a concern for you before you came becomes a testimony.
Amen.
And the grace for dedication is released. Everything in your hand that you have presented before God as an expectation has become your manifestation.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
For hearing and for answering.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Everyone who is sick in the body, the sickness is flushed out by the power of the blood.
Amen.
Spirit husband, spirit wife, spirit children, they are flushed out of the system.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Go ahead and take that communion excitedly.